Right now, there's extra financial help for schools that limit lower elementary classes to 15 students. But it's been difficult for some districts to keep SAGE running under those rules. Eau Claire Schools, for example, had to drop the SAGE program in three schools last year because of the lack of flexibility. Eau Claire Superintendent is Ron Heilman.
The thing that made it very untenable for the Eau Claire School District and other school districts was what happens when the 16th child shows up. The law required that I hire another teacher, and now I have two classes of eight. This flexibility of going to 15 to 18, that combined with doing some things with some larger elementary schools so I get the economy of scale working for us rather than against us will be very beneficial.
Heilman says non-SAGE schools can have up to 22 students in lower grades. Governor Doyle signed the bill to raise SAGE classes to 18 students, even though he said that's not ideal.
I wish we were in economic times when we didn't have to make some of these adjustments, but we do. And SAGE has proven to be an incredibly important part of Wisconsin's educational system.
Laura Miller brought her two sons to see the SAGE bill signed.
As a parent, I appreciate what SAGE offers, and yet I've been frustrated with some of the limitations that SAGE also has included. And so with the new bill, the flexibility, it's going to be some practical changes that are actually going to have an impact right at their school.
It's hoped the changes will allow more schools to participate in a program designed to raise test scores. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.